USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The COVID-19 vaccines made by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna set off a persistent immune reaction in the body that may protect against the coronavirus for years. Scientists at Washington University in St. Louis reported on Monday. The findings add to growing evidence that most people immunized with the mRNA vaccines may not need boosters. Facebook's market value surpassed $1 trillion for the first time Monday after a federal judge dismissed an antitrust complaint from the Federal Trade Commission. The move pushed up shares nearly 5%. The judge described the FTC's complaint as legally insufficient. Cataluna Enriquez, a biological male who identifies as a woman, has won the title of Miss Nevada USA. Enriquez won the beauty pageant on Sunday in Las Vegas, Nevada. She will be the first transgender person ever to compete in the Miss USA pageant, which will be held on November 29th. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Let's get a Surfside, Florida building collapse update with Dan Araki.
The search and rescue operation continued into a fifth day at the site of the partially collapsed condominium tower in Surfside, Florida. The official death toll now stands at 11 after two more bodies were pulled from the rubble on Monday, with 151 people still missing. Several hundred rescue workers have been joined at the site by teams from Mexico and Israel as they continue to search for survivors. Florida Fire Marshal Jimmy Petronas tells CNBC about the efforts those crews are making.
They're working 12-hour shifts from midnight to noon, noon to midnight, about 80 men and women at a time. So the amount of work that they're doing is enormous, but it's also painfully delicate also because of the unstable environment they're working in effort to save lives because of the potential of lives being below the rubble.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
This day in history. Flash, 1613. The Old Globe Theater burns down. The theater was located in Southwark, across the River Thames from the city of London. Flash, 1941. 1 week after launching a massive invasion of the USSR, German divisions make staggering advances on Leningrad, Moscow, and Kiev. Flash, 1972. In Furman versus Georgia, the U.S. Supreme Court rules by a vote of 5-4 that capital punishment, as it currently is employed on the state and federal level, is unconstitutional. Flash, 1995, the American space shuttle Atlantis docks with the Russian Mir station. The first thing passed through the docking tube is a brand new PC computer. Flash, 1967.
Well, it wasn't pretty. Seemed like this car with the four people in it. Well, in fact, it was six people in it and four dogs. Run just dead on into the back of this truck, freight truck. There was no indication of anyone trying to stop. The three people in the front were crushed, and two little dogs were dead. However, the three children in the back, by some miracle, weren't seriously injured.
Blonde bombshell and celebrated actress Jane Mansfield is killed instantly when the car in which she is riding strikes the rear of a trailer truck on U.S. Route 90 east of New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.